This bill is Governor Beebe's baby. He's concerned about the burgeoning prison population. He brought in the Pew Center on the States to study the issue and convened groups like the Sheriff's Association and the courts. The result is almost done. A mammoth 160-page bill. Even the prosecutors who are now objecting say they actually agree with the premise and like most of the legislation.
Our concerns are about 10 sections in this bill out of 122.
But prosecutors like Robin Carroll of Union County say they're worried those few sections could hamstring their ability to lock away dangerous criminals. The attorneys point to provisions that could make prisoners eligible for parole earlier. Carroll says people convicted of all but the most serious felonies could be out quickly. Thieves, arsonists, child pornographers.
One of our concerns had been, after reading the bill, that certain defendants, regardless of whether they pled to 20 years or a jury gave them 20 years, that they would be parole eligible after serving 120 days.
But Governor Beebe says that's not how it's intended to work.
It's not the intent of the bill, and if it does, we'll fix it. In fact, what I've even told them is I'm willing to put a provision in the front of the bill that says, notwithstanding anything herein, no sentences are changed with respect to violent crime. I mean, that's how strongly I feel about that.
Another sticking point is the manufacture of meth. Right now, it carries a long sentence. But reformers want to allow lesser sentences for small-scale meth cookers. Pulaski County Attorney Larry Jegley says they're letting too many people off the hook.
Manufacturing, delivery of methamphetamine, cocaine, and all that. Don't tell me those people aren't dangerous, because they are.
But Governor Beebe says that's one more instance in which the state has to get its priorities straight.
It's just a function. We ain't got enough tax dollars. We need to send them down there to prison. The question is, do you send them for 6, 8, 10, 12 years or 40?
Prosecutor Larry Jegley says there's one more bone of contention.
There are financial incentives, and nobody's told me where the money's coming from, but there are financial incentives to reward jurisdictions for sending less people to the pen. It's like paying the highway department not to patch potholes.
But supporters of the bill say the incentives will also be based on declines in the overall crime rate. The bottom line, says Governor Beebe, is that violent criminals won't be released early. The bill's supporters say the changes they're proposing have been shown to work in other states and could save Arkansas hundreds of millions of dollars. They still hope to file the bill next week. For FM 89 News, I'm Kelly McNeil.